VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Australian Brenton Tarrant appeared by video link in a New Zealand courtroom today, where he was charged with another 49 counts of murder in the attack in two Christchurch mosques last month. Reuters correspondent Eve Johnson has a report.
The High Court judge also ordered Tarrant to undergo a mental health assessment to determine if he is fit to stand trial and whether he will be required to enter a plea at his next court appearance. Omar Nabi's father was one of the victims.
We don't want to kill him. We want him to suffer here. We want him to be punished.
Since his arrest, Tarrant has been moved to New Zealand's only maximum security prison in Auckland and appeared at the Christchurch High Court through a video link. He faces 50 murder charges in total, the first charge filed a day after the attacks. Tarrant has also been charged with 39 attempted murders, and police say they have not ruled out further charges.
That was Reuters correspondent Eve Johnson. British Prime Minister Theresa May is formally requesting another Brexit extension until June 30th. Britain originally was scheduled to leave the European Union by March 29th, but the EU granted a short extension to give May's government more time to find a solution Parliament could accept. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports from London.
May's request came in the form of a letter to European Council President Donald Tusk, in which she requested the deadline to be pushed to the 30th of June 2019, several weeks after European elections are held. The Europeans would prefer that Britain don't take part in the European Parliament elections from May the 23rd to 26th, if it is going to leave. May said in her letter that Britain is reluctantly ready to begin preparations for the European elections if no Brexit deal is reached in the interim. However, the Prime Minister is hoping that she will be able to find a compromise agreement before that time. Karen Shamas, London.
More news at voanews.com. You can also use the mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump goes on the road today for a trip which he will use to promote the idea that there is no alternative to the construction of a wall along the frontier with Mexico. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
President Trump leaves the White House this morning to inspect a section of fence along the U.S.-Mexico border in Calexico, California. The visit comes as he walks back his threat to immediately close the southern border, warning instead that he'll place tariffs on vehicles coming north from Mexico unless the Mexicans do more to stem the flow of migrants and drugs to the United States. Matt Small, Washington.
Meanwhile, the American Civil Liberties Union has begun legal action to block President Trump from using emergency funding for his long-promised wall. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The civil rights group, on behalf of California communities along the border and the Sierra Club environmental group, says President Trump is overstepping his executive powers by diverting defense funding to Homeland Security for a border wall. The ACLU is asking a judge to block that. The request comes after legislative efforts to stop the emergency declaration ended with a presidential veto. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will also sue to block President Trump, as is a group of 16 states. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
UNICEF says more than a million Venezuelan children will need protection and access to basic services across Latin America and the Caribbean in 2019. The number includes children who have been uprooted from Venezuela, as well as returnees and those living in host and transit communities. The UN agency says this is in addition to the nearly 500,000 children currently in need of essential services like protection, health care, and education. UNICEF has appealed for $69.5 million to meet the needs of the uprooted Venezuelan children who are living in the region. President Trump, alongside Chinese Vice Premier Liu He in the Oval Office, said while significant progress has been made, there is still no new trade agreement between the world's two largest economies. Mr. Trump said a deal could come, quote, in the next 4 weeks, maybe less, maybe more.
The relationship with China is very strong, probably the strongest it's ever been, in a sense, and yet we're negotiating a strong deal. But I think our relationship is at a point that's about at the highest it's been.
Liu voiced the hope for what he called a good result. Congress voted Thursday to end U.S. participation in the war in Yemen, giving President Trump a bipartisan rebuke of his Yemen policy. The House passed the resolution 247 to 175, with 16 Republicans joining the majority Democrats. The Senate passed the resolution last month. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.